again yesterday, you didn't send a lot of blitzes or extra pressures. What was sort of the game plan against Philip Rivers going into the game?
Well, I don't know the total number of pressures that we did. I felt like up front and some of the pressures, we got more pressure, obviously, than we did last week. You know, we got good push from Malik and, with Dante sack, the two sacks he had, and Yannick, we knew he was going to get rid of the ball quick. We did some man pressures. They hit us on some crossers. We just switched it up at times to get more people in coverage on the quick releases.
Just to follow up on that, overall, you've had a time to digest this game. Is it still as disappointing as it was going on yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? We talk about the truth, and there was not much good to take from the game. You know, you look at all four quarters, and, you know, we're well aware of, as a team, we didn't play very well, and it wasn't to our standard. And, you try to find some things that are positive, and I'm sure there are. But as a whole, when you're down 35-0 going in the fourth quarter, there's not a lot of good that took place.
So on some of those crossing patterns, it looked like Posluszny was trailing the wide receiver, Benjamin. I think Scooter did one time, too. Was that by design, or was there a blown coverage there? Should someone else have been handling that?
Are you talking about the shallow crosses or the deep ones?
The shallow crosses.
Okay, the shallow crosses, yeah. There's a couple of them we had bust in coverage. The one that was a long touchdown, we were short a player out in the perimeter. You saw Talvin come up and make the play on Woodhead. Similar coverage to that. We were just voided of that player there. So, that was a bust. The one in the goal line area, we had a linebacker help to disrupt the route. And we just missed it. So, there's things like that that took place during the game on some of those shallow crosses. There's other chances where we just got to win. And, we didn't win on some of those.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear. Like, it wasn't like Paz had to have that guy the whole way across, correct?
No, there was the deep one. Are you talking the deep one to Benjamin, the explosive play?
No, not that one. Yep. The other one.
Okay, yeah. No, that was a shallow cross where we just, if it's the one I'm thinking of that you're thinking of, we call it a plugger help, and he didn't help on the shallow cross.
Hey, can I follow up on Mike's question? There was that crossing pattern to Benjamin when you guys did set pressure down the field. Posluszny said he was supposed to be on him. And there wasn't a coverage bust. If that's the case, is that an unfair matchup, putting a linebacker on the Chargers' fastest guy?
Sure. You can look at that. There's pressures we have that we try to disguise. And, if you want to be multiple in some of your looks and how you're doing pressures, that matchup right there is difficult. But in some of our base things, I don't want to go into too much detail, but there's at times when Puzz or the linebackers have to do that. And, it's something that we've done before. It has not been an issue, but, he's got great speed there. And, there's things that we observe as coaches. And, we look at matchups and things like that, and that was a tough matchup. So we all take responsibility on that one.
You were pretty clear last week that the guys were angry after that game. What's the mood this week, and how do you prevent a clunker like that from carrying over down the road here?
Sure. I think you really rely on the character of the team. You know, we've got new team members, and I know we've bounced back before, but the character and the pride of this team is great. So I know in just my conversations with them, the mindset of let's get this right, and, there wasn't a lot of good that took place yesterday. And I think we owned up to that. So, they'll come out, they'll work. I would say that, whenever you go through a game like that, there's frustrations. There's frustration as a coaching staff, as a players, more that we just didn't show up and play the best of our ability. And that's what's frustrating. And I would say that's more of a feeling now talking to our players, is that we know we have the capabilities of playing at a much higher level, and we didn't.
And who deserves
Well, you know, we all take blame. We all take blame. It's not just the players. It's not just the coaches. I mean, I think we all shoulder the responsibility. You know, there's things we're hard on us as coaches, too. We look at those. There's certain things like matchups and, you know, does the disguise, is it worthwhile to get the pressure, you know, of certain looks, and you might have some difficulties in matchups. You know, so we look at that as coaches. We had a number of penalties, 13 penalties, and there's probably 8 or 9 that were foolish penalties, completely in our control. And players, you know, have to take responsibility on that, as well as coaches, too. We have to be more disciplined teams. So I think overall we all shoulder the responsibility. We all take blame for what took place yesterday. And, you know, once you do that, now you just got to, you know, you got to apply those lessons that you learned and go. You know, we talk about learn. Hey, we got to learn from this. Well, learning means it gets corrected. And, you know, we can talk all we want about learning, but if it shows up again the next week, that's not learning. And that's also a big message to our team.
Hey, Gus, looking at the tape this morning, Bortles' performance next day, anything to take from it?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Blake, he self-acknowledged that he didn't play as well as he had hoped. And, you know, but I know sometimes in those situations, you're down, you know, 21-0, and you have a tendency to want to make big plays happen to get back quickly into the game. And when you do that at times, you get greedy. You try to make big plays happen. So I understand where he was at, and he is a playmaker for us. And I think there's great lessons to be learned there, that when he plays true to himself and stays within that realm, he plays at a very high level for us. And so, you know, that's the big lesson.
Hey, Gus, thanks for taking the time. Spinning this forward, what specifically must get better, you know, this week for you guys to start to turn this around?
Well, it's one game that we did not play very well. And, you know, you take a look back and you kind of sit back and you reevaluate things. You know, I think we observed what happened and we interpret what happened, and now we got to apply it. And I think that's what we're at now. We got to apply it. We've got to take a look at these things. You know, if there is some things that are under our control, like the penalties or busts that are taking place, you know, why are these taking place? And that's the conversation we've had with the players. And now it must be applied. And we must do it in practice, and it's got to carry over. And, you know, the accountability is strong within this team as far as, you know, we all hold each other accountable. And but we got to show these things on the game field.
Hey there, Gus. Thanks for taking the time. You know, you guys have played these guys 4 years in a row, and obviously, you know, some of the things you guys have preached over the years of get better. It hasn't been better against this particular team. How much, from a big picture standpoint, does it kind of give you guys pause at all about this kind of performance against this team not being able to really make a dent?
I think that's a great word. I think it does bring pause. I think as we look at it, and, you know, when you get stung like that, and we all had aspirations of going in there and playing at a high level, and we didn't. So, you know, if we talk about getting better and being our best, and that's what we're after, well, surely that did not take place yesterday. And so that's what I mean. You know, you got to dissect it, take a look at it. What led to this? Was it our preparation? Was it our mindset? Was it, you know, our discipline? What was it? And those are all things that we're talking about. But I cannot argue the fact that that is not what, you know, we talk about what get better looks like. Well, that's not what get better looks like. And it's really evident.
Gus, in any way, does these next 2 weeks, in any way in your mind, feel like a crossroad for this team for this particular season?
I think like we said earlier, that word is pause, where you look back and you reflect on it. All right, now let's take a look at the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Man, we got to get done today. We've got a lot to get done today, and a lot of conversation, a lot of, you know, coaching that's taking place and conversation. So, you know, we still are, you know, day to day and handling it that way. And we got to get right. And just the meeting that we had with the players, I mean, they understand it, too. They're professionals. They understand that we can't have that kind of performance. And, you know, we all believe we're a good team, but we just didn't play like we're a good team. and that's what we got to get back to.
Hey, Gus, you guys are obviously very familiar with Phillip Rivers and the entire Chargers coaching staff. Was the breakdown on defense schematic or execution a problem? What was it?
Well, we had just some communication errors that took place. I can think of one in particular. It was a timeout, you know, and we got the call in. It wasn't a speed thing, and, you know, we just had a player that didn't play the call for whatever reason. And you just can't have busts like that, you know, so, you know, and there's other ones that just being on the same page is communication and being disciplined in our assignments. The one that happened with Puz, we were misaligned. There's a corner or a safety that should be back there to detour that route, and it's detoured the route in the past, and we had a bust. And Phillip checked to that play based on the look that he had. And, you know, so, yes, it's unfortunate, Puz one-on-one in that situation. Usually it gets taken care of by the pre-snap look that we have, and we didn't have the pre-snap look. And those things, when you're not on it, every play with a great quarterback like this, they come back to haunt you. And, you know, that's what this team needs to learn.
Hey, Gus, if Beecham can't go this week, do you move Joakim back to left tackle? And where would that leave you at left guard?
Well, we'll look at all our options. You know, we'll discuss those and see. I know I talked to Beecham. He feels good. He's excited to get back here. So, you know, once we have a meeting with Scott and, you know, and I'll meet with the coaching staff, we'll explore all of our options based on where he's, his evaluation and where he's at.
Yeah, Gus, the running game, did you see, I know you're out of it before you could blink there, but did you see anything that make you believe that that thing's taken a positive step?
Well, you know, today to me isn't a stat day. You know, it's not, hey, well, look at, we scored on these many and, you know, we had this many. That's not what today's all about. You know, the running game, you see signs. I thought that we strained in the front level. I think we need to do a better job as far as passing some things in our zone schemes. So there's improvement that can take place there. I know TJ's, you know, I thought he ran hard. You're right, we did get out of it. You know, we were off schedule. The penalties put us in situations where we had long yardage, and it affected the field position. And, you know, you hope to establish a run game to change the time of possession and the field position. And I think at what the first half, our starting drive was at the 13, and their starting drive was at the 47. Well, that's not a winning formula. And, you know, so getting back to being on schedule and they did jump to a lead. We tried to get the running game going a little bit in the second half, you know, but we got out of it quickly just because of the score of the game.
Yeah, you answered Dean's question about this next two games being a crossroads for the team, but do you view it as a crossroads for you in terms of job security?
No, all the intention is we just got to get right. You're not defined by one game. You know, I think if this brings us to the right places, you know, that's my concern right now is to make sure this game, this experience that we have, you know, elevates our play and takes us to the right place. And, you know, that's purely all the conversation we're having with our team right now. And, you know, there's multiple examples of that taking place in the league. And, you know, we've experienced it too. So, you know, we'll be fine. We'll get back on this. Our players, you know, they've been great in the meetings we've had, and no one wants to get it more right than the players and the coaches.
Yeah, hey, Gus, is Miles Jack going to get more of a role on defense moving forward?
Sure. Well, Puz is playing very well for us. He, you know, I don't know how many exact tackles he had. I know he had, double-digit tackles. You know, the trust that the players have in him. You know, Puz was a Pro Bowl player here, you know, so he plays at an extremely high level. And, you know, with Miles, he continues to grow. He continues to learn. There's things we're asking of him. What we're challenging him to be able to step on the field in critical times, he's got to be fully aware of all the situation and his responsibility. And he's getting better in that area. And the improvement that we've seen over the last couple of weeks is exactly what we're looking for. We just got to keep challenging him because he has some attributes that are great for this team. but he's got to be out there when, you know, he's earned the trust of everybody. And that's what he's doing right now. And, you know, he's putting a lot of time and work into it, and every rep that he gets is invaluable to him.
A different topic, but on third down, you guys are struggling on both sides of the ball. What do you do? What's the solution on offense? What's the solution on defense?
Well, that's one of the areas that we need to take a look at, because we put in time into it and, you know, find out what's taking place. You know, I think, you know, today you'll find us, we'll take a look at both games and analyze it and see what's taking place, how teams are playing us, and, you know, and you know, how are we not, you know, is it third and long situations? I know defensively we didn't play well in the medium situations yesterday. So, you know, we'll continue to evaluate those areas and look at coverage adjustments based on what we find out.
Hey, Gus, a couple of missed tackles on the long crossing route that became a touchdown, a missed tackle in the backfield on one of Gordon's early runs. How much of a concern is that? And at this point in the season, how do you improve in that area?
Well, we can improve on it, but it is a concern. You know, an explosive play is 16 yards or greater in the pass game. And you're going to have some plays where they get 17, 18 yards on the explosive play. What hurt us is they had 3 40-plus explosive plays, two of which were touchdowns. That hurts. That's bad ball right there. And you're right. It was from missed tackles or a bust in coverage. And, you know, that's what that part hurts right there. When you talk about explosive plays and the number of them that you give up, what do they lead to? And a couple of them led to scoring drives for them. And that can happen. When you have, you know, two explosive plays in a series, I think it jumps up to 80% for a scoring opportunity for the offense. And that's one of our major emphasis for us. And to see that long of plays take place and the result, that's a concern.
Just one quick follow-up. On Blake's second interception, there was the, you know, deep shot down the left side of the field. Hearns and Green were both right in the area. Is that a play, or maybe someone ran the wrong route? It just seemed odd to have two guys so close together.
Yeah, our spacing wasn't correct on that. You know, you're right. They were too close to each other. Our spacing got off, you know, downfield, and, you know, we didn't have the proper spacing.
Hey, Gus, the Jared Odrick situation with the unsportsmanlike, what did you make of all that on the sideline, and how do you kind of balance, I guess, the spirit of it with going a little too far?
Well, you're right. You know, he became frustrated with a call out on the field. And, you know, this is an emotional game, but you got to control your emotions. And, you know, he brought him to the sideline and was frustrated based on what took place out there. But, you know, he's somebody that's held in high regard with our team. And, you know, he's got to understand that part of it. And he does. His emotions got the best of him. His spirit got the best of him. And he acknowledged that. And, you know, we all got to learn to control that side of it. It is an emotional game, but it can't go to the point where it affects the team through penalties.